Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we're coming at you with a really short episode, and we're just going to talk about some features that we love in our Jayco Eagle 264 BHOK, particularly because we just spent 50 nights sleeping in our Jayco Eagle next to our house as the renovation got started in our house. And we just moved into the house. So it just got us thinking about some of the things about the Eagle that made it a comfortable stay while our house was getting renoed. But before we dive in and just talk about some of those things that mattered to us and helped keep us comfortable, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco. The brand new J-Feather Micro Series is rugged and ready for adventure, but also lightweight and easy to tow. The 5-4 plans in the Micro Series are packed with high-end features like 16-inch Goodyear off-road tires, roof mount solar prep and pre-wire for an inverter so you can easily use your 110 outlets. The included 17-inch Blackstone griddle is also a Jayco exclusive. The side Nerf bars and optional roof and bike racks make it easy to bring your bikes and kayaks along to the mountains, ocean, or lake, or wherever the open road leads you. The Micro Series has floor plans that are perfect for solo travelers, couples, or families that can't wait for their next great outdoor adventure. To find out more, visit jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun. So, Stephanie, we finally got to move into the house, and I think everybody was really, really excited.
Yeah, it was definitely a good night after 50 nights.
It felt like a party almost. And the boys were so excited to move into the rooms. But after those 50 nights, I also just kind of felt grateful that we did have the RV to stay in. And it got me thinking about just some of the features that we used a lot during the 50 straight nights in the RV and why they kind of helped make it a comfortable stay. So the first thing I was thinking about was the Chase Lounge. I mean, we used it every single night. We used it in three different ways. And I thought it was really super, super comfortable.
Yeah, I guess that was a good upgrade from the toy hauler having two captain's chairs, because that probably wouldn't have cut it for family seating for that whole time.
Exactly. Like, we used that Chase Lounge three ways. I mean, we used it as like the seating area for our family when we were hanging out. Theo used it as his bed. Oh, he didn't actually stay in the bed we had designated for him. And then we also used it for the remote schooling. So it has a table that can attach to it that then is easily stored inside of the Chase. And every day, Theo made that his workstation for his remote learning. So it came in clutch, worked really, really well.
Yeah, probably a lot like the people who live in these small studio apartments in New York City are transforming their space every day to go bed to work.
Over the years, like, we have not necessarily liked having to transform furniture from one thing into the other. But during this 50 nights, it came in kind of handy that we could switch this Chase around.
I don't know about that. I don't think that we were happy to have to transform. I mean, we didn't buy this RV to stay in it for 50 nights and do schooling in it. That wasn't like the point when we were shopping. Like, the idea of this RV, when we RV, we don't spend a lot of time inside the RV. So we're not looking for features like that. But so would I have preferred to have a non-trans, you know, forming place, like a couch and a table and a bed? 100%. But we did it and we made it work.
So I was thinking during that whole 50 nights, like, we bought a 32-foot trailer because we wanted to kind of keep it on the small side. But now that we were spending 50 straight nights in it, I was kind of like jonesing for a fifth wheel or a larger RV. Did that thought ever cross your mind during this last two months?
Well, I never have bought an RV for, like, with full-time living in mind. I certainly didn't buy the toy hauler with that in mind. And I didn't buy, like, that was like the toy hauler. We ended up being on a seasonal site for a while in the toy hauler. And I was like, I didn't buy this toy hauler for a seasonal site, you know? So they're very different RVs that you buy for different purposes. And no, this is never the RV that I would have picked out for full-time RVing.
Yeah, I guess life took some twists and turns. So we ended up not using the RV the way we thought we would this year, but we used it a heck of a lot. So the second feature that I fell in love with this last 50 nights, which I have kind of, we used it before and I appreciated it, but we use this every day. The Furrion LED fireplace was on almost every single day, electric fireplace. And in our 32-foot, 10-inch rig, this Furrion fireplace heats up the entire rig and it heats it up pretty quickly. And the boys also like the colors and playing with the remote. So it kept the RV warm and cozy. I mean, obviously, we had the furnace going as well, but sometimes...
We actually rarely had the furnace going. We only turned it on a couple of times. And mostly, I turned it on when I just kind of wanted to take the chill out of the air, out of the whole thing. But then I actually would turn it off because anybody that spends a lot of time in colder weather in an RV knows that they just don't retain heat like a house does. So the furnace actually kicks on and kicks off quite a bit more than maybe your furnace in the house. So that bothers me. I don't like a furnace constantly cycling on and off. So I like the fireplace better because it actually maintained like more of an even quiet heat in the RV.
Did it wake you up? Did the furnace actually like wake you up at night?
It will. Like, it's just like those noises, you know, that go on and off. And I think that depending on how cold it gets, like if it's cycling on and off a lot, then yeah, that will definitely make my sleep not as peaceful.
After 50 straight nights in the rig, I know every single noise that it makes. You know, you become more accustomed to it and familiar with it. And I think this is a real pro tip here. When you go to buy an RV, like turn everything on just as if you were going to like go to sleep in it and just like sit on the bed for 20 minutes and listen to the different noises and make sure there's no like problematic noises that are going to keep you awake at night. So the third feature that we used a lot more than we ever had. Now, we're not afraid to say that we use the TV in the RV. We've definitely used the TV in the RV for movie nights, et cetera, et cetera. But since we were living in the RV for 50 nights, we used our Furrion flat screen TV almost every single night. And I really just appreciated having a big flat screen in the RV, particularly for the baseball playoffs and the World Series. And it was one of my fondest memories of the last 50 nights was just kind of like chilling with the boys and watching the World Series games using the TV.
Yeah, I think that we didn't center the TV in any of our other RV purchases. Like in the toy hauler, we just kind of installed this smaller one up against the ceiling. That was just kind of like an afterthought, like, okay, if we ever want to watch something. But this was nice to have definitely like a place at the end of the day where everybody could be comfortable and watch a show or something, definitely for living in it.
Now, Stephanie, you have been big on the Zinus mattresses for years. I think it's probably one of your favorite things that we've gotten aftermarket. And I feel like that was probably the most clutch thing we had for 50 straight nights of sleeping in the RV. Because if we had the mattress that came with the RV, I know I would have had issues and it would have been uncomfortable. So our Zinus green tea mattress was absolutely clutch for really living in an RV for an extended period.
I recommend it for years that everybody just go right to a custom mattress and not try to rely on the one that comes with the RV. We waited too long and it was like, what were we thinking? And another thing is a lot of people try to like modify the mattress that comes with the RV and they're sitting there getting a mattress pad or something like that. Like really, honestly, it's a waste of money because you can get one of the Zinuses and they have the short RV, the short queens, which you need in some of the travel trailers like ours, so that you actually have room to walk around the bed, for a couple $100. And it's just like, why even have one night of uncomfortable sleep? I think even if you're not using your RV that much, like think about the things that you spend a couple $100 on. Like that's worth it, even if you spend 4 weekends out of the year in your RV, I think.
It's the most obvious aftermarket accessory purchase you can make to me. If you're going to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on an RV, why not be comfortable in it and spend $200, $300, or $400 on the good mattress? Now, the next feature that I really, really loved about the Eagle, and this kind of took me by surprise, is the really large bathroom. So for a 32-foot trailer, our Eagle has a really, really spacious bathroom. And living in the RV for 50 nights with three boys and everybody brushing their teeth and getting up and getting ready in the morning, that large bathroom mattered so much to me. It's one of my favorite things about our trailer.
Yeah, there's lots of room for all of our toiletries. Like I was pretty much able to move from the house into the RV bathroom, like without, like, yeah, I packed up some bins and everything, but I could pretty much just like move everything from our house bathroom to the RV bathroom and towels. And there was like plenty of that, you know, toilet paper, all that stuff is easy to stock up on. And that is what's tricky in an RV, right? It's like, where do you put all the stuff that you want to stock up on? And there's plenty of room in that bathroom for that, for sure. But also, I don't think somebody in our Facebook group had asked, like, in the past, like something they were going to live in an RV to renovate their house, like similarly to what somebody posted about that a couple weeks ago. And I said, you need to look into a tankless hot water heater because that is something that, okay, if you're camping on the weekends, you can deal with maybe shorter showers, a small water heater, you know. But if you're living in your RV, you want a hot shower that lasts as long. Like, it's like very much needs to be more like a house shower. And that is something that, you know, our AquaGo is so good at, is like making sure that you have endless hot water, more like a house. So,
like, yeah, I mean, if anyone out there is considering going full time, particularly if you're going with kids, like getting something like a Truma AquaGo seems like a really obvious decision, because once the kids get showers, you're not going to have hot water without waiting for a while. Okay, so the next feature that I really love is kind of like an odd little thing to fall in love with in the RV. Our Jayco Eagle has these blue night lights kind of spread throughout the RV. And they were so important during these last 50 nights, because sometimes Wes was asleep, or sometimes the boys were asleep and I was awake, or sometimes everyone was asleep and I was awake. So having these blue night lights was clutch. So I left the one on in the bathroom for Wesley all the time, because he needs a night light in the bathroom. But then also we have these blue lights under our bedroom wardrobes and also on our reading lamps. So just in general, our Eagle has really flexible lighting throughout the rig. And when you're living in a rig with five different people and different people are asleep at different times, having flexible lighting options ended up being like really, really important to me.
Yeah, I hate anything but absolute pitch black when I sleep. So I can't say that like I love the blue lights on, but clearly they help the kids.
Oh, the blue light in the bathroom you don't really see from our bedroom.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's clutch for Wesley. Wesley's a nightlight guy. We're going through a lot of batteries keeping Wesley's little lantern going in his bed at night. All right. So the next feature I really grew to appreciate about the Eagle, which like last year when we first got it, I didn't notice it, but we have outlets and USB chargers throughout the rig. And when you're living in it and you're doing remote schooling in it and laptops need to be charged and phones need to be charged, I love the fact that there were thoughtfully placed outlets and USB chargers all over our Eagle.
Yeah, I mean, this is becoming more and more prevalent, obviously, in RVs. It took a little while, I think, for the industry to catch up and know that, like, you've got to give people charging stations everywhere, or that's the first thing that's going to annoy them about RVs. So,
and if you're just buying one for the first time, you might think, well, I'll just bring USB chargers. But then you can't find them, or they get misplaced, or the kids take your, you know, your iPhone charger or whatever it is. So it's nice to have permanent ones that are in the rig. All right, so the last feature that I really, really loved, and I just kind of realized this recently, is that our Eagle has 7 feet of interior height, as opposed to like a White Hawk or an ultralight travel trailer that's not quite that tall. Living in an RV that has 7 foot of headroom made it really kind of comfortable and spacious and not feel like we were in a cave. And I think if like we were in our old White Hawk, which was definitely had less interior headroom, I feel like it would have been a bit less comfortable and a bit more cave-like after spending 50 straight nights in it.
It's not bad lighting in our trailer for a travel trailer. That was one of the reasons why I liked the toy hauler, because I can open up the back and I felt like it gave me really big windows. But this travel trailer has pretty big windows. And even though we sacrifice some windows on the one side because of the kitchen and the TV and everything, I did feel like, you know, it brings in significant light to not feel that way. I would agree with that.
So it's been a year of owning the Eagle, the Jayco Eagle 264BHOK. And it wasn't the year we planned on having in terms of how we used it or how we traveled in it or whatever. But what are your overall kind of thoughts and impressions on this RV for our family?
Well, I think that I'm very thankful that we didn't have the toy hauler and spend 50 nights in the toy hauler. I don't think a toy hauler is a good or the type of toy hauler we have. If you have a toy hauler, like a fifth wheel toy hauler with a separate garage apart, that's a whole different story. I think that a lot of those are very good for full-time living. But the one that we had, I think, would have not served us so well in terms of being a comfortable place for family downtime, because the toy hauler was specifically like more adventurous for us to be outside with our things, doing stuff and camping. So I'm glad that we didn't have our toy hauler. But like I said, I think that this isn't the trailer that I would pick out if I was like, okay, you're going to live in an RV. So it's like, it's in the middle, right? It was better than what we had, but it's not what I would get if we were going to, do actual, like if you were like, oh, we're going to spend another 50 nights in an RV. What do you want? I would definitely want more of that separate bed bunkhouse area.
Absolutely.
100% separate bunkhouse, separate master bedroom area with a designated dining room table, which I specifically always say, I don't look for a designated dining room table in an RV, because when we're RVing, we eat outside. It's just the way it is. But when you're living, you don't all the time eat outside. You eat in the camper.
Or sometimes you're doing remote school on the table and you're eating lunch.
Yeah. So if you're a family out there thinking, oh, we're remote schooling the kids, it's so much easier like to travel, let's just travel, I would say making sure that you have a space where the kids can work every day that doesn't entail transforming dining room tables or the, like, I think that that's important 100%.
So we've used the Eagle to go on RV trips to Assateague or Lake Placid or whatever. And then we've also lived in it 50 straight nights on the side of our house. And I think it is an absolutely awesome trailer for our travels. I agree with you completely, though, for something to live in for 50 straight nights, it hit all the right marks for the comfort and luxury of that trim level of an RV. But I would just want something bigger. You know, if I was going to do this again, or if I knew let's reno a house and live in an RV, let's go buy an RV and live on the side of the house, I would get a fifth wheel or get something bigger for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, everybody. We will see you at the campground.
See you at the campground. A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, to Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Go Power, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and RV Snappad.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And to join the friendliest group of RVers, join us over at the RV Atlas group on Facebook.
See you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground.